You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at WeAreLibertarians.com.
You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at WeAreLibertarians.com.
Talk of Liberty podcast. This is episode number 267 of the Central Maine's favorite podcast. What a room we have. It's me, Jeremiah, executive video audio producer, my rock. Zach Burcham is here. Dakota Davis is on assignment somewhere very south. We have a Wall Network mashup today. It's going to be Dear Leader Chris Spangle. It's going to be Mr. Brian Nichols. Of the Brian Nichols Show and of the other side of that door over yonder. And in a very last minute edition, we have a founding. I don't know how many months did you do before you got let go of Wall? Aaron,
he only did like
let go.
He only did like one episode. You stopped getting invited because you talked a lot.
We have Aaron Ewert in this. Is this your Boss Hog debut?
No, this is.
You've been here before?
Seriously?
Well, I don't know. You asked me for the studio address, so I wasn't sure.
Well, first one at this studio.
It's been a minute then.
I was at the
we've been here since 2018. The current year is 2022.
Aaron,
I was at Dakota's old house.
Oh, okay.
For a couple episodes.
Aaron was on Wall two times.
One of them happened to be my first episode I did with you guys.
Okay. But your Tad's cousin.
I was on Jeff Vibert's podcast a lot.
Okay? Yes, you were on that a lot.
You were on the episode.
I was on Chick McGee's podcast.
I was going to say, you were on the episode that they illegally recorded in the BNT studios.
Remember Tad Talks was a thing?
the spooky episode.
Tad Talk was ahead of its time. If Tad Talk was still going on right now,
it would be top of iTunes.
He'd be bigger than Owen Benjamin, Gavin McInnes, and Ben Shapiro all put together.
So this is where...
Just talking about Plainfield shit.
This is where...
Or did that bridge ever get finished?
Yeah, we've got to put back together.
Jeremiah was a part of that.
I was very much involved in the resupply. I got to build that bridge twice because a shredder took out four beamlines. All right, this is where Dakota normally says something to the effect of, we're going to have a great show. We're going to talk about stuff. I came up with a phony baloney set of show notes because I knew Aaron was going to show up and crack in, so we'll see what happens. But it's probably going to be a lot of old Wall reminiscing. Spangle and... Brian both met Spike Cohen over the weekend. I'm excited to hear about that. Spangle hates Aldi. We're probably going to have to talk about that.
I don't get that. I really don't.
Because you have no taste.
That's fair.
We'll
see what happens after that. This is very much the most unprogrammed show we've had in a generation. This show is about our lives in rural Indiana. We're here to push your boundaries and make you think as individuals. Sometimes we'll provoke you. Other times we'll make you laugh. But hopefully you'll always learn something new.
Bless you.
We just did about 20 minutes on Patreon, which is the bonus content you get if you join, if you want to support this show, at any level. It's a name your own price, just like Priceline. I'm pretty sure that last week Dakota called it progressive. I don't think he understands the difference between progressive insurance and Priceline.com.
What a boomer.
But I let it go. Gotta say thanks to our 1.0 fan, Christy Avery, who's watching while walking the dog up in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Anthony Meyer.
Hey, Chrissy.
I know he's already in the chat.
Boo. Thank you,
Anthony, for being a part of it. And John Phillips, Andy Moore, Buick GMC. John has had a hellacious week, year, month. His daughter Morgan's out of the hospital. John got T-boned last week.
Oh, my.
And was fine. He came to Fourth Friday.
At Friday.
Fourth Friday down here on the square. And got to see him, checked him out. No bruises apparent. He looked okay.
Thorough examination.
The next morning, Saturday, he was trying to hook me up with a sweet new GMC. So he never quits, and we love him for that. If you need some merch, jump on the website. There's a merch link there. There's mugs. There's shirts. There's whatever. Zach will put it in the in the Facebook Live notes there if you're watching. And I'm going to let Spangle do this one because he's the epic salesman, and I think this is a network-wide promotion.
Yes, I'm the salesman on this show. This episode is brought to you by Iconic Insurance. 15% of Americans are left to find health insurance on their own. You might feel overwhelmed, lost, or frustrated. And if that's you, feel in control of your health with Matt Allen's help. Visit iconic-insurance.com/libertarians to get started.
That was very professional. Only one mistake.
I know.
Normally I'll do a little fluff in there and I'll be like, hey, everybody, if you're a Lip Boss Hog listener, you're probably self-employed. Maybe a farmer, yeah. Tractor driver.
Very good.
Professional grain hauler.
Well, the thing about Matt is a longtime We Are Libertarians listener. He's a really cool guy, really understands like our audiences. And he's a great insurance guy. He's like super nerdy about it. I helped him set up a podcast called What in the Health Insurance, which is
spectacular.
Yeah.
That's so good.
And Matt like talks about, like, Dakota's nerdy about like Game of Thrones. You have like your thing with like racing.
Motorsports.
Yeah. And his is insurance. So he just is really into it. And we sat down with him and my wife sat down because I have insurance through work, and we kind of looked through what it would cost me. Dakota's right about these. They don't, the mic flags don't work with the new setup, but
having no issues.
Got it on the bottom.
This is the crucial part of the sell, Jeremiah. Okay. Let me teach you a little bit about sales.
Oh yes. Yes, please.
I'm sitting here with three salespeople who do that for a living.
Dear leader.
Matt saved my wife half on her monthly cost for insurance with better coverage.
That's spectacular.
Three different products that were going to give her better insurance. So yeah, he's a really great guy, and definitely check out Matt Allen. Love you, Matt.
Does he sell Mike Flag insurance? Because we're going to need it.
You should. It's not working out well.
I know. Where did you go? You went to Plainfield.
Yeah.
You're not a spark plug. What are you people? Quakers?
The Fighting Quakers.
The Fighting Quakers, yes.
Which is not...
That is very Spiceland.
Yeah, it's called an oxymoron, folks.
That is very Spiceland.
The town.
Did they teach the Quakers about gravity? Because you've got the Mike Flag below the thing that would hold it up.
I moved it.
If you disassemble it and put it between point A and B, it's going to work just fine.
Not all of us were homeschooled so well like you.
Listen, I've got 2 college degrees after I dropped out of Blue River after the 6th grade.
Did you drop out of school, what, to take care of goats?
Yeah. They weren't going to take care of themselves. They'll die without intervention.
Do Quakers fight fire with fiber, like oats? That's the first thing I think of when I think of Quakers.
Leave the comedy to us.
We are a bastion. Indiana, for those that are listening across the nation, across Wall Nation, Indiana is a bastion of Quakerdom.
Yes.
Earlham College, where Mark Brim was. He was, now 1 year departed Mark Brim. He's not dead. He just lives in Garrettson, South Dakota.
Many of the...
He was the IT guy for years at Earlham. Spiceland, Indiana is a Quaker community. We have friends' churches everywhere.
Many of the people who settled here in Indiana early on were from Guilford Township, North Carolina. And they were horrified by slavery, so they moved to Indiana. That's why Plainfield is in Guilford Township. It's after them.
Is that why Miss Pat lives there?
Yes. Miss Pat was... there because they had the best school systems, which is also part of the Quaker heritage. But the Quakers founded that town, and that's where the national meeting place. So every year, the denomination they had it was the National Road, and Martin Van Buren. The roads were really terrible. The National Road specifically was really terrible. So the people of Plainfield purposely threw him out of his carriage, and he hit his head on an elm tree there. In Plainfield,
non-violent
Indiana.
People they
yes,
are.
Yes, they wanted him to learn his lesson about how bad their roads were, and he was almost killed by the people of Plainfield. So while it is Quakers, but yeah, this is like where the Underground Railroad Grand Central was. Like Levi Coffin's house out here was really a big deal. He saved like 2,500 people. So all right,
why are you turning the channel 24-0? Isn't
because Purdue's also on.
Okay. Listen, we don't want Hunter getting a big head.
That was so interesting, Aaron, that everyone turned to the television.
everybody
to see
says,
what else
what's
was
Jeremiah
on.
Gonna do? No, honestly, I was trying to remember. This is where my head went. I know the Levi Coffin House is nearby, and I know it's in Wayne County, but I wasn't sure if it was in Centerville. I don't think it's in Cambridge City. Is it in Centerville, Zach?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
me either.
I mean, he was a legit hero. Like the thing about the North is like. Nobody here was...
It's in Fountain City.
In 1851, they amend the Constitution of Indiana to not allow blacks to settle in Indiana. In 1864, Indiana sends the second most troops of any state to go fight in the Civil War. Like, it's a very, like, I don't know.
Due to a convenient bankruptcy, we had to rewrite the Constitution. Yeah.
The original Not My Backyard people.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's the original NIMBYs.
Yeah, we want them to be free, but not here. Yeah. So, but the, you know.
We have a long culture of NIMBYism, yes. Zach. Indiana went bankrupt. I know we have things planned, but Indiana went bankrupt the very first time. Because people spent too much money on groceries. Because Indiana went bankrupt the very first time. Thank you, dear. Because we thought that we basically tried to build the monorail. We built canals.
It was canals.
And we tried to build canals all through the state of Indiana.
I blame Metamora, to be honest.
And they ran out of money and it was over.
Is that why there's all the canals in Indianapolis?
Yes.
Yes. So yes.
Indianapolis Canal is a failed interstate.
So in 1821, they're looking for a place to put the new capital because it was down by the south part of the state where everybody kind of had congregated. And so they wanted it to be like halfway and in the middle of the state. But Indianapolis kind of was a terrible spot. It's very swampy.
It's the largest city without a navigable waterway in the country.
So they sold it as the White River will be navigable. Well, it's not.
It's a fun word, navigable.
And there's actually something going on right now with Marion County where they want to like increase the navigability of the White River for shipping. And we're like, I've seen this before.
Why is this word so funny to me?
There's what?
There's sections
the navigability.
Where
like,
there's sections so, where the canal is literally above the river. It's directly adjacent to the river, yeah.
So they, I mean, it was just like, it's very thick forest here in Indiana. So they built these canals from 1820 to 1855. It was just canals to connect it to get all the goods over to like New York. And
we do want to thank
Louisiana.
Everybody for tuning into Canal Talk on the Wall Network. Bankruptcy.
It's not the most boring. So, but they spent too much money and they bankrupted the state and then they had to rewrite the Constitution. And that's why the state of Indiana is not allowed to have any debt is because of that moment. But then the railroads came and it became the crossroads of America.
And all is well. So what have you guys been up to?
Learning about Indiana history.
Obviously, this is what
learning is about Indiana.
This is his new superpower. So dear leader, give us the state of the network. How many shows do we have? What do we, other than Brian and I, which I obviously are two of the very best. Hey, if you won't brag on yourself, Aaron sure as hell won't.
Don't brag on yourself, Brian. It's not.
Hey, no braggadocious.
I'll nickel and dime you to death.
I know. You fixed my mom's foundation.
It looks good.
It does. He got in my mom's crawl space.
You looked underneath your
mom's. I fixed your
mom's
moisture issues.
Nobody, you're a rebar salesman to the government. You don't rip off the taxpayers nearly as much as the foundation people.
Listen,
right?
Listen, I don't sell directly. I very rarely sell directly to government agencies. They're the owner. I sell to contractors.
I've just slandered both of you.
I'm just waiting over here patiently for my turn.
Tech is all fake.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, the network's going well. I mean, we are like
Spangle thinks that Brian commits mail fraud. He just hasn't figured out how.
He's got these tubes going into his office that he's.
All he has is a computer and a cell phone, and we don't understand how any of this works.
When we walk in, he looks busy.
Nobody,
we don't know what he's doing.
Nobody comes in, nobody goes out, but he's driving a car that looks like it's fancy. Drug dealer. By mail.
I'm not a drug dealer. Let's just nip that in the bud.
What's in that little pen?
I heard about Chris Gold's experience. Yeah. I'm not a drug dealer.
Yeah, the state of the network is sad because Chris Gold is moving to Michigan.
Yeah, it is sad.
He chose weed over us. Yeah, we've got.
I will see him just as much. I'll see him every Indy 500. I'll see him in Ohio every summer.
Right.
So, okay. Over under, is he ever coming back?
Yes.
Is this a 3-year deal? How many years?
Gold can't keep a job.
How many years is he going to be gone?
Galt is a misfit. I have fired him 5 times from this network.
So you think he's back by Easter?
I think it'll be a little longer than that, but how many times has he almost gotten fired?
Okay. Is he back
this
before,
year?
Is he back before or after the Biden administration is over?
We still have 2 years left. He is back.
It may be 6 years.
He is back before.
Don't do that.
He's back before Trump's reelection.
Okay. Side bet. Creighton moves back from New York. He's here at the same time as Galt, and they get in a fight.
in the canal in Indianapolis.
The day after he, yeah, he shoves him in the canal.
Better chance of that happening than Biden getting reelected.
Okay. I got five on it.
All right. I think it's at least 4 years. And I think he finds a lady and never comes home.
Is this a new? Is this
the lady would be a game changer?
That's it. Yep. Yeah.
Hey.
Side it would bet. Be a game also changer. Side
we have an
but also would be, you know, us going to the moon again. So then
what's the side bet?
Side bet. We also have he gets fired, but then he works for Groundworks up in Livonia.
I was going to say, are you going to hire him? Can you?
I can't work with him, but I'll get him hired for someone else.
He can work. He's a salesman now and he can fit in crawl spaces. I think
he's Detroit's problem now.
he's got to work south of Eight Mile just because he's trouble.
But to answer your question about the Weird Libertarians Network, it is it's going well. Like, we have the Brian Nichols Show, which is a great program. We've got Boss Hog of Liberty, which is a very good program. I've got Liberty Explained, History of Modern Politics, the Chris Spangle Show.
Are these
Those all going well?
Shows?
No.
How often are we hearing from some of these folks?
Well, from you guys very regularly. I mean, you're not doing seven a week.
At five.
Five.
Yeah. Brian's insane.
Remzo's going down to one with On the Run. Trisha's doing a once, probably about two a month right now.
Yeah.
With Gingerarchy. We've got Enemy of My Enemy. That's weekly. Thank you. I'm putting out anywhere from...
I need to make sure Dear Leader looks good on camera.
One to three shows a week myself, depending on my schedule. So I think this year I've put out more podcasts than I've ever put out in my life. But it doesn't feel like work. It's been different. We're actually going to, and I'll announce this publicly here for the first time. I told our patrons today, we're bringing back We Are Libertarians. So we're going to...
We're going to shoot the Chris Spangle Show right in the head.
No, that's staying, and we're keeping exactly like we are.
Wait, you stopped?
He doesn't listen. So... I changed the name to the Chris Spangle Show because I wanted to like add other things to the feed and had different interests.
It is now after 8 o'clock. You can say whatever you need to say.
We're not changing the name. The Chris Spangle Show is going to stay the same. We're just going to build a studio and get together again in person. Because we just sort of like, we've been doing it on Zoom and it's just not the same. It's not like the fun that you guys have here.
You're already having more fun than you ever have on your show on Zoom, aren't you?
Yeah, but you
tell me how much fun you're having tonight.
On Zoom.
Oh, I'm having a blast.
Right.
COVID ruined it.
So Harry has helped us set up a studio. He's got a lot of houses, so we're going to build a studio and just kind of bring back a hang, you know, get together one night or on Saturdays and a couple times a month do a show, but the Chris Spangle Show will keep going on. But yeah, so that'll be fun because like coming over to my house, even though like it was you'd come over what, every quarter?
Yeah, every so often.
Yeah.
Whenever I wasn't invited, I'd make sure I come by.
Right. You never got to come to the apartments.
I saw lots of pictures of it though.
Yes. And it was always fun. And then it just kind of got difficult to do it in person because I started dating Reagan and she had a little kid and, you know, but the reality is
life happens.
Yeah. I mean, think about podcasting, especially when you've done a podcast for like 10 years, is your life changes, grows, and adjusts and is different. And, you know, having Reagan and Squish in my life are, it just, like, I can't really have people over
my house.
You can
say her name.
I'd rather not.
Alabama.
Alabama, right. And so Harry and Jason Doolittle, one of our great patrons, has helped basically buy the furniture. And so we're going to have a kind of set up and it'll be the Doolittle Studios.
That's spectacular.
Where we will do little. Awesome. So that's the big news is, you know, but I don't know about the libertarian movement at large. I think all of us kind of look around and go talking about, and this is kind of a movement wide thing, like sitting around talking about like dead philosophers had its place when you're kind of early into podcasting, but there's so many serious things going on that I talk a lot more about current events and some of that stuff.
We try to look at it through a lens of liberty and try to figure out, okay, does this make sense? Does it not? And ultimately, around here, we always get to, yeah, it's a great idea, but eventually guys with guns have to defend it.
But I think overall, all the different shows don't do like shows for libertarians. Like you do a lot of sales and messaging. Remzo does a lot of financial stuff, some travel stuff. I do a lot of like nonprofits and talking about like how we can actually help each other out. You guys talk local content. So it's not like explicitly, I think we've all gotten to a place after a few years of going, not only were we a little personally bored with politics and not necessarily, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but yeah, like you can spread the libertarian message and these values of like personal responsibility and fiscal restraint and, you know, openness without like just coming up and saying, I'm going to change your personal beliefs today. You can do it through other means. I'm going to be doing a lot more history stuff. But
like canal talk.
Like canal talk. But I think there's like great stories.
That actually
there.
Is. So your canal story is exactly what I talk about with fishing licenses, right?
Yeah.
I always come back to the same thing there. And there's a lesson to be learned about the tragedy of commons with fishing licenses. There's a lesson to be learned with the canals and what happened with overspending and destroying your economy.
So the Marion County government is set up. And the first thing that they do is place price controls, taxes, and like all kinds of different limits. So it's just like from the beginning, it's all been messed up. But yeah, I don't know. Like the whole, it is weird because you've been a libertarian podcaster. You've never really been a libertarian podcaster, but Brian, like you've podcasted around libertarianism for a long time. I don't know. There seems to be like a different feeling amongst everybody, or it's just sort of like, I don't know, the things are more extreme. Mm-hmm. Like we used to be the right wing libertarians. Mm-hmm. Now we're like the moderate libertarians, like as a network, which is really odd to me. Like
last week, Sean Rao was here and he said there are no actual moderates anymore. And Dakota's like, I think I'm an exact moderate at this point.
Yeah.
Just completely like he feels like he has no home with Democrats, no home with Republicans.
What's on my dating profiles? Moderate. That no one can be mad at me for that. Like I'm opening up the full gamut.
The extreme you can find well, anybody. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. It's just, it's like a weird political environment. It's not even just like a libertarian thing. I think if you're a Republican, all the people that I was in the Republican Party with just sort of feel alienated by politics and don't understand where their party's at and what's going on. And
everybody's just tired of the politics.
Yeah.
Like, and I think I saw this too with like, when you look at anything from a culture standpoint, it's like politics started to permeate into everything.
Yeah.
And it just never turned off. And now I don't want to just talk about politics. Like now I want to talk about solutions.
Yeah.
That's what matters at the end of the day. Cause like I'm tired. I'm tired of just talking about why we're right and trying to good idea people to death. And it doesn't work. It never has worked.
So some of what we do on this show is we talk about how to survive the world that we're in.
And I think we put Jeremiah
and we've all accepted that we're in a bit of a recession.
Yeah.
So household budgets have had to make cutbacks. I had a bit of a shortfall this week and I asked Spangle for $7 so that I could buy some good cereal and he turned me down.
Yeah, I didn't have it.
You put your Venmo request out and said, hey,
dude,
send me money so I can get good cereal for my little
as
child.
As a child that grew up on only being able to eat Captain Vitamin every goddamn
Captain
morning,
Vitamin?
That's what my mom gave me. She thought it was healthy. The shit was like pure sugar from Aldi's. Honestly, fuck Aldi's. You know what I mean?
It, right.
I'm on team fuck Aldi's.
And I don't know what's happening here, but I'm not participating.
So my wonderful wife, Sarah,
yeah,
has acquired what she Whoa. Says are almost all gluten-free items
sure.
from the Aldi.
I know those aren't.
And we're going to try some items. These are from Clancy's, which also has a fine car wash here in town. There is a cookie butter naturally flavored dessert hummus.
Oh, you're trying to kill me, right?
Why would you make hummus?
You know I'm allergic.
Wait, how does
chickpeas.
That work?
What is
I'm allergic,
it?
I'm allergic
sweetly
to
spiced dessert hummus, reminiscent of classic. I can't even
pronounce
it. It is so poorly lit in here.
Jeremy, yeah, it's the lighting.
It's just of a pizza king. He's like, Sarah, you know I can't read that Sarah, here.
Hold it
just
up further.
Get reading glasses, you old man.
Classic cookies. There's a word in there that I cannot read. I'm not smart enough.
I'm allergic to hummus and poor people food. So
it's speculous. Yeah, no, that's not you. It's like speculous. It's a made up word.
It's German.
This
there
is
are some
chickpeas, sugar, tahini.
There are some Chakur dark chocolate covered almonds.
Oh, I'll give me those. I'll dig right in.
Brian's in with those.
You have to understand why I hate Aldi so much. Brian
just continues to keep bringing things in. There are coconut cashew crisps. This is like a gift box from the Germans. And because of Spangle's hatred for this grocery store.
All these, so I grew up privileged in Plainfield. We had the sixth largest house in Hendricks County.
This is before you were a broken home child?
Yes. So before my parents were separated, we did very well. And we had name brand everything.
How many Cadillacs were in the Spangle yard growing up?
My parents had five cars. They had, before they divorced, they had five cars. They had a condo, beach, an oceanfront condo in St. Augustine, and a Lake Monroe condo. And then when they split up, we became a very poor household.
Because you had two different childhoods.
Right.
What did we learn there?
I have learned none of the lessons, but I myself have been divorced and took out too much money in my 20s. But no, thank you. So in my 20s, I was very poor. And Jerry, you witnessed it. You saw me working those toilets, cleaning toilets as a janitor, making $200 a week, $250 a week as a radio guy.
You and I were going to hang out. And I would legitimately go with you to the Indianapolis post office to go clean toilets after hours because the LP was unable to pay you enough money in your professional gig to afford shampoo.
And I was married. I was married to a woman who took me to Aldi's for the first time. And I have to tell you, that being the only food that I could afford was a real kick in the gut. Because you want turkey. You want lunch meat turkey, right? And instead of like delicious Costco or Whole Foods natural organic turkey, you get the knockoff Budding's turkey, which is like rubbery and compressed from the lips and assholes of the turkeys. It's not real food.
Probably not turkeys.
It's not turkeys. It's turkey flavored mystery meat. You know, and that's so much like, so people who think that they're eating, and one time she microwaved this turkey bacon. The natural and fit or whatever. What is it? Fit and natural.
Gross. It's what it is.
Yeah.
Turkey bacon's gross.
What is their brand that is supposedly healthy? What's it called?
Clancy's?
Fit and Nasty? I don't know.
Simple Nature?
No, it's something else. Fit and Active.
I'm going to need to see a turkey pig before I eat that shit.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like people, you get bamboozled because you show up and you go, all right, well, I'll just, like, what can you really, oh, 69-cent can of beans. And some fake rice.
Loaded bacon cheddar potato chips.
What?
Like, the problem with this kind of stuff is they have to save money somewhere.
It's but on the branding.
It's all just like cheap and doesn't taste right.
There are certain products at the Aldi that I won't do.
And at
At the Aldi. And you either go to the Kroger's or the eat at the Aldi.
Isn't that so Chris's gross? Face. Oh my God. It's like...
He has a disdain for all these.
I am a,
and that wasn't even a joke. Like that was genuinely just like grossed out by that.
I am a deli counter meat connoisseur as well.
Right,
like you
Boar's Head.
I'm very much into the Boar's Head. I have a small policy in our house that we don't buy the even at Kroger. We generally don't buy the prepackaged like meats.
No, it's not good, is it?
I'm good.
But the hummus, the dairy products, the pretzels are very good.
Okay, there's some things like...
There are certain items that we get
jars
every
of
week.
Cashews or the cans of green beans. That's the same as you're going to get as the Meijer generic brand, right? Or even some of the regular stuff, right? Their cheese is fine. Like a package of Colby cheese.
Aaron's the worst possible guest for this because he's allergic to everything.
Are you really?
I'm allergic to poor people food. Right.
Like so. I make a living. I can shop at Whole Foods if I want. I don't have to go eat like... Ugh.
Coconut cashew
crisps. Look, it broke as I'm trying to dip it.
I've never heard of a coconut
cashew. Oh, I forgot about that stuff. I'll try that too.
Yeah, I'm allergic to cottonseed oil and soy protein. So,
my favorite thing.
These cookies are good by their own.
For people listening to the podcast, though, we had a fun moment where I sucked the bag. It's hanging off the front of the table.
All right.
But the graphic on Facebook was covering up just the part that said Aldi. Like it was, it was perfectly placed.
Don't eat it. It's so bad. It tastes like grainy.
It's multiple not smooth. Flavors of like it's cardboard. Like
with the hummus. Hummus is
the hummus insane. Along with this, like whatever this is, the coconut crisp.
You can try it again.
Hummus is good.
Right,
I'm not a fan of the coconut crisp.
I'll try the hummus.
I don't mind it.
Would the hummus
like,
be good?
By the way, this is like Patreon on steroids. Normally, I would Dakota and I try one product. Sarah dropped off like seven different products.
She dropped out like a 7-pound bag of stuff, and I was trying to figure out how to distribute it, and I was just like, well, I'm just going to hand this out, and I snuck out to crack open some bags. But
see, like, the potato chips have too much salt. These pretzel chips have no salt.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. Try a potato chip and a pretzel together and see if you can fix it.
I'm a big fan of these.
Are you kidding?
No.
These are good. It's so gritty.
It's really good, yeah.
I don't get that. Which one's gritty?
The wafer is gritty, Tim.
It's just gritty. It tastes like your...
Sarah says hummus is always gritty.
I think this is the gluten-free stuff that you're not... this is all I've eaten. Like, you can
wash that down with some of Johnson County's best beer.
But like
Taxman Brewery deduction.
Like a pretzel slim that you can't... You're not going to mess that up. Like, this isn't bad.
So then you should buy that at Aldi.
But why?
It's cheaper.
No, it's not... It's not cheaper because you go to three stores to get what you want.
Aldi's across the street here.
Yeah, here
you go
it's
to Aldi's,
here,
it's and then you go to Kroger to buy everything else.
They're literally next to each other.
Yeah, they're across the street from each other.
So we go.
It's very convenient.
We'll buy our butter, our eggs, our milk, our pretzels. Apparently, canned food. So corn, frozen. They have like 85-15 ground beef. That's normally like I don't know $3 a pound. It's been a minute since I bought it, but it was usually significantly cheaper than the other folks.
Salmon
in town. Their salmon is good.
Salmon there.
Yeah. This is the cheapest chocolate coating on.
They come from the same factory.
It does not.
I bet
it's just
not
good.
I bet that kind of stuff. I bet that is a prime item that's white labeled.
I'm loving this.
Yes. Brian's like super happy over here in the corner.
This is a normal Saturday like Aldi find in my house.
Nah, man, this is not good.
And there's two different flavors. There's two different flavors of those things. There's one of them is like a pumpkin spice, and the other one I think is a caramel something.
There's pumpkin spice here.
Yeah.
Benton's wafer rolls.
I'll take
salted caramel.
Do
you say caramel or caramel now, Brian?
I think they're two different things. Caramel is the hard version. Caramel is the viscous.
What's the town in Hamilton County?
Viscous.
What?
The town in Hamilton
County. What's the town in Hamilton County with all the
rolls? I feel like this is a trap.
Well,
I've heard it pronounced only caramel.
Right.
Okay. So,
and then the community that's in Marin County, California.
Okay, this is good.
Is caramel.
The wafer rolls are good.
Pronounce it differently. Yeah, those are delightful. I didn't have the salted caramel. I had the pumpkin spice. The pumpkin spice ones are very good.
See, it's not that you don't like Aldi. You just don't like gluten-free things.
No. I don't like Aldi.
Because that wasn't that bad.
No.
You've liked like three items.
Buy bread at Aldi. Buy fruit at Aldi. It lasts you 3 days, and then you got to go buy more. And it comes pre-stale.
It's probably because it's
But then what's the point?
Their chocolates are phenomenal.
It's probably not loaded.
Their wine is good. I know you don't drink a lot of wine in your house, at least on your side of the ledger.
It's just you. It's this myth that you are somehow saving money when you really have no taste because you don't know how to cook. Because if you knew how to cook, you would go and buy the proper ingredients to make a proper meal. And not just like hodgepodge some junk food. Because most of this stuff is just junk food.
Okay. First of all, let's get rid of the quarter thing. I mean, you go to Aldi, you have to bring a quarter. Yeah, I haven't had a quarter since 1989.
But it solves Chris's
conundrum. Don't you have some personal responsibility, Aaron?
No, what I'll do is I'll find some poor unexpected grandma, and I'll be like, let me unload your groceries.
Why, thank you, young man.
Yeah.
Would you like me to buy you some alcohol?
No, actually... Yes, just one bottle of wine, and I'll take your
boy.
Card. Let me have your card.
All right, I like the pretzel slims. But that's the only thing that
you have a nice bicep.
They used to be bigger.
No, Aldi is highly overrated, and it has this cult because people think that they're saving money, and they're not. Because then you're going to Kroger, and you're spending $50 more on junk you don't need because you were forced to go to another store.
When I was a child,
that is delicious.
Aldi's nuts.
Aldi was for poor people.
I'm confused, though.
It was very different in 1997 than it is in 2020.
100%.
It was a strange dystopian place to be when I was a kid.
I remember when it came to Ogdensburg, my mom was like, we're not going there.
My grandfather, when it came to Messina, was like, we'll buy our bananas there, but that's all.
Yeah,
they only have brown bags, and they make you use the quarters. Like, yeah, no.
Well, just I remember the people that worked there, like, because they basically just have a cashier. That's the only person you see that interact with. And they would just take stuff and, like, scan it and just wing it into your cart as hard as possible. And you're like, it was just a very, very
I didn't want to eat my food or anything.
Strange
together.
Place to be.
It's very awkward on the back counter when you're trying to bag your own stuff.
Like, you're almost ashamed.
Yeah.
Everybody else there.
Imagine your mom also paid with food stamps.
I was going to say, it was like, it was cash only or food stamps, but there were no credit cards at the time. I don't think they would take a check. No,
they
this is back just, in the day when you had to rip the food stamps off.
Credit too. And debit cards, like in recent, like in the last 5 to 10 years.
That's wild.
Aldi also required at a time, they required the employees to memorize the prices of things because they didn't have barcodes or computers for them yet.
Mm.
Every week you would basically
have to hire remember autists.
The price. Yeah, you'd have to know the pricing every week to do it.
I'm just saying, like, most of you don't know what good what tastes good. Like, you don't have...
Well, our marsh closed. Maybe not, so we not had you to guys. Make some adjustments.
But, like I think people who defend Aldi's genuinely don't know how to cook and don't know what good tastes good. Like,
this will do.
Have you're right. Like, what about quality or, like, putting together a nice meal as opposed to saving money? Like, I don't understand when people, like, their main metric for money. Like, maybe you have 10 kids to feed. Then I get it.
Yeah,
but like if
listen,
me,
Chris,
my,
I'm going to retire a millionaire. Me and my wife. And it's on the back of my wife shopping at Aldi. I'm convinced of it.
But it's not. if you went to Meijer and bought the same food, you'd probably
can't go to Meijer. That's 40 miles away.
Yeah, our Meijer's 25 miles.
You're going to be a millionaire because your rent basically is $600. Like, and mine is $2,000. Like, that's why you're going to be richer than me. Not
well,
because
I live
you
in
went
a town with
bought-
a very. I live in a town with a very convenient Aldi.
They ripped out the bridge between us and Meijer. It's gone.
Why?
Oh, they're just redoing another bridge.
They're updating it.
Yeah.
They chose the wrong supplier for us.
Aaron,
product,
please,
so
you eat well. You're a man of many tastes.
Says the guy who walked in with two Bush lights.
Listen.
Bush.
This is the nectar of the gods. But yeah, I mean, Aldi's is trash. I grew up on it. I resent my parents for... force feeding me Captain Vitamin in there.
And now that you've gone on to other pastures and you eat different things, you realize it's not good.
I can almost guarantee you I could make you a meal from Aldi and you could make your meal from whatever ingredients and you were to have like a blind taste test. I can almost guarantee my Aldi one would
hold. But you're not going to find the ingredients that I'll make with at Aldi. That's the difference.
If we were to make a dish... I could find the same ingredients. I can almost guarantee I could.
Are we going to have a cook-off?
I think we should.
Have a cook-off.
I think we should.
We're going to have a cook-off?
Because I think you're overplaying the difference
it's
in the quality
not.
Of ingredients.
It's no, the quality of ingredients is subpar.
I think you're a sucker for name brand.
No, these people are paying for subpar food, and never they mind. Think that they're getting...
You know that if you buy the Ford Fusion and you buy the Lincoln version, it's the same damn car, right, buddy?
It's not
but
the
I've
same
got
food.
A Lincoln.
It's not the same food. The like milk, yes. Beans, yes. But like
the passion in his eyes now. We've okay, reached the nerd.
We turned it on.
He is done with us now, Brian. Now
it is
the
not.
I've got a Blackstone. Jeremiah's got a Blackstone. We can have them both rolling right behind. Do a live podcast. Chris, you're cooking on one. Brian's on the other.
Like, why would your parents even buy bananas there, Jim?
We invite our friends over for a taste test, like a Pepsi Coke taste off from the 90s. We see what happens.
You're going to tell me that those chips are the same quality as good chips, as a nice kettle chip.
That's the flavor of the...
Like a Frito-Lay.
That's comparing apples to oranges.
But that's the point. You're forced into this choice.
But is there a value conversation, Chris? Is there a value conversation? At any price, you'll pay any price for the best food.
Yeah.
You do five-star dining every night.
I cook like it. I'm that good of a cook. Some are even saying the best.
Well, if you were that good of a cook, then you should be able to use any ingredient.
No. Good chefs use good ingredients. It starts with good ingredients.
I think you can do both.
Barn to table chicken.
When you build a house, you start with better. A good foundation.
That's hey, right. Thank you.
Did I not see a picture of Spangle's daughter lined up in front of a row of boxes of absolute junk shit cereal this week?
Yes, because
she looked very sad.
She started with Millville cereal.
He was like, ugh.
And looked at me and said, is this really Joe Biden's economy, Daddy? And I said, yes. Mom had to pay all of her student loans, and so we could only afford Aldi cereal. And she was very sad, and some nice pat-down listener sent her $20 to buy on-brand cereal. So she got Fruit Loops. She got Lucky Charms. She wanted Apple Jacks over Reese's Puffs. I almost vetoed it, dude, but I can't eat the cereal.
Honey Grams are the shit.
Apple Jacks Reese's Puffs are way better than Apple Jacks.
Honey Grahams.
You poor people don't know what I'm talking about.
Kirstie Avery's talking
I've
about.
I've had me have, some Reese's Puffs. I know what Reese's Puffs be.
They have grocery store privilege. And Sarah's defending Aldi saying that Meijer's twice as much. I don't know. I've never been to a Meijer's. I don't get to Meijer that often.
No. But
Meijer, well, there's about to be a former congressman from that family. He replaced Justin Amash.
Oh, Peter Meijer. That's right.
Yeah. His family started the Meijer. Yeah.
No, you go to Costco. You buy your food at Costco. I'm telling people how to shop.
Costco's an indie, though. That's 40 minutes away.
Yeah, we can't get there from here.
Why would you guys move here? That's your first mistake.
Because we have Aldi. That's all we need.
I'm from Philly, dude.
And then what you can't get at Costco, you get at Fresh Time, which is the cheapest, lowest cost of the best grocery stores.
I bet they get the same stuff that Aldi gets. It's just different label. I just saw an interesting thing where Payless opened up a boutique store
in France.
And they invited all these influencers, and I forget, it was a different name. And all these people, oh my gosh. And they marked everything up, $35 shoes were $400. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, look at the quality. Mm-hmm. These look amazing. They're so well built. And these are Payless shoes, right? And they had no idea. Mm-hmm. They walked into a place. You mentioned the bread going bad. It's probably because it's not loaded with preservatives like Wonder Bread is. It's probably why it goes bad.
Aldi bread is nothing but preservatives. That's why it's cheap.
Well, okay, hold on. What if you were to go to Walmart and get the Italian loaf for $1?
I would never go to Walmart. I would go to Aldi's before I'd go to Walmart and shop for food. Walmart is the worst.
We go to Walmart for stuff that comes.
As Miss Pat says, the fruit at Walmart looks like it's been in a domestic violence incident.
Maybe I did grow up poor. Wow.
No, you grew up in the North Country, Brian. Yeah. It's a different conversation.
Here's the deal.
Because growing up, you had probably a Big M, which is like an IGA.
No, we had, up in the North Country, we had Price Chopper, we had PNC, we had an Ames's, we had an. A Jubilee. Oh my God, I forgot about the Jubilee.
If you went to the big city, would you go to the Wegmans?
Oh, that's way too far. Yeah. That's way too far. Yeah, the biggest place we would go to would be Sam's Club, and that was in Watertown. That was an hour away.
I haven't been to a grocery store in about 5 months.
Well, you went through a breakup, and you've been on a lot of dates.
I've got condiments and Bush Light. My kids are so sad.
Do you get your Bush Light at the gas station?
So sad.
No, they're very happy. All these.
Sorry, kids, we're having crow's nest wings again.
Yeah. Crackers and mustard.
And mozzarella sticks again, Dan, from Arby's.
Soy sauce packet.
Meijer is not twice as expensive. I grant you that there are some things that are from the same thing, like canned goods, milk, cheese. These are many of the same items, right? Your canned good at Meijer, your off-brand, is going to be about 79 to 99 cents.
What about your frozen vegetables? Just buying a bag of broccoli for a quarter of the price.
Why would you ever buy frozen vegetables? You know how easy it is to actually...
Last time I got them was when I got a vasectomy. It was 7 years ago. I used a frozen bag of peas, and I timed it so that I could watch March Madness.
That statement right there shows you don't know how to eat good food.
No, I never ate the peas.
I'm talking about...
I'm allergic to peas.
Why would you get frozen vegetables when you, for the same price, can get a fresh broccoli that is going to taste so much better?
You know how spry Nona is?
Yeah.
She eats frozen vegetables, and I believe that's her secret to life. She's almost 80 years old.
She is spry.
Frozen vegetables are flash frozen, she does not go fresh. And you throw it in the microwave, and you microwave it, and you've got fresh steamed veggies instantaneously. So what I can do is I can make myself a steak, purchase probably at L&K, on a Friday night, grab some of those frozen vegetables out of the freezer in the camper that I've had out there waiting for me for a perfect moment. And there we go. I can have dinner on the table in 20 minutes with
You freeze vegetables, all the nutrients leave.
Also pale. That's my argument.
Freezing them is better than canning.
Yeah, much
really?
Better.
Probably better than canning.
Retaining nutritional values.
The problem with canning is it's very salty, so you get a lot of sodium if you get canned vegetables, which is why we just eat fresh vegetables.
Which is good for me, to retain water.
Yeah.
Since I drink so much.
Frozen vegetables at Aldi's are probably the same ones that are the frozen vegetables at Meijer.
I need you to turn your level of enthusiasm up just a quarter point, Aaron.
I've given all my enthusiasm to the customers today.
Dude, I feel that at a spiritual level. Yeah. I'm so tired.
I can feel it in my bones.
Aaron is the most broken version of himself I've ever seen.
Jeremiah is here. I'm on my fourth meeting in a row, and yeah. I finish my meeting, and I literally finish, and I go, that guy's not buying shit. After 40 minutes of going through this guy, and I could tell he's like, I like my old phone system. I'm like, then why are we on this call? And it was just one
the
of
guy
those.
Guy says, I like it when I turn it, and it goes click, 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 click.
More or less. Like, he's like, I like fiddling. And it's like,
It's art.
Yeah. I like to be able to press the button on top and hang up on them.
But
you know?
Do you guys have like a Salesforce number that you have to log in that you did so many calls to pitch certain products?
No.
Like,
no. Those metrics are bullshit.
If I was in that kind of sales, I would just off myself.
I get a lot of that. You know, Bob and Tom, like a lot of people will hit us up and, you know, hey, we'd love to pitch you our product, just because they have to do so many pitches.
And I've never understood, like, I've led sales teams and I've never understood that approach.
Just
like
numbers game stuff.
What the fuck? Like, that's not how life is. Like, yeah, you can shoot your shot a number of times and other people are going to say yes, but like, just to get comp, like the incentive structure should not be the act itself. The act is the means to obtain the incentive.
So Salesforce is your Aldi.
I hate Salesforce. It's the bane of my existence. I hate when
Jesse
I turn
Riddle, we do love you, buddy.
Into a like sort a of. Numbers inputter and like a data entry. Like yeah. That's just not my. I've never liked that kind of approach to things.
Yeah. Data is awesome, but like if you're not directing your approach, you're wasting your time.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, like don't get me wrong. I understand the need for Salesforce. I hate when that's the only thing that matters.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like when that's the only thing that people care about is like
in my day job, we use Salesforce and that's how we keep score, but yeah. It doesn't direct my day.
We have a CRM stuff. Yeah. We have our own
homegrown.
This is sales talk.
Our own CRM. And then we use Power BI by Microsoft. Pretty powerful. Lots of data.
So
I believe, you know, I believe in God, put my trust in God. Everyone else needs to bring data.
Are you applying that to Tinder, buddy?
This is a Tinder interview. This is a Tinder interview. He's just here to swipe interview. Right.
So you want to hear
this is a Tendervention.
True story. So I had an employee. I had an employee who he would literally run out of Tinder swipes. So what he would do is he would set his alarm to like remind him when
it would be up again.
Swipes. What are we pointing at?
Spangle has gone live
while we're
in
here.
Boredom. Talking about Nancy Pelosi and her trip to
it's
Taiwan.
One of my pre-scheduled.
Spangle has just done a fake live counter-programming himself.
I was trying to figure out how did Spangle go live 6 minutes ago? It pops up on my feed.
It was an oversight of mine that I would be live here and blow the mystery that I don't actually do my show live.
Just don't even like take down the fourth wall.
Wait,
just,
you
like,
can
rip
do that?
It down.
Yeah, StreamYard. Yeah, so you can pre-record the interview.
Yeah.
So, like you can do an interview at like 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And then run it. Later
you're
at
stealing,
like 8.
You're stealing David Letterman's
show.
How? StreamYard.
I have it, though.
Pre-recorded broadcasts. What? Yeah, I'll
tell you. Guys show me that.
Yeah. No, it's great.
575 episodes. Just yeah. Stupid thing. Dude, I am such a technological boomer, and I sell it. I hate myself.
Aaron, read us your Tinder bio. Let's hear it.
Well, do you want me to actually?
Yeah, I
want
to play your phone. Let's see what it says.
All right.
And I want to see your pictures.
Actually, I want you to hand it to Zach so you can't edit it. I want Zach to read it.
No, we want to see the pictures. You need to. I ate Aldi's food and I feel like I'm going to throw up. I mean, this cookie butter hummus is one of the worst things.
No,
I've ever
you
tasted.
Are so dramatic.
That's the truth.
It just says simple. It's very simple. It says I'm allergic to latex, penicillin, and I have a vasectomy. Let's fucking go.
Is that really your bio?
Yes.
That's what he told us. I think he told us that in the month of May.
Does that work for you?
Yes. No.
It's working.
I'll hold it. I won't let him touch it.
I'm allergic to latex.
That's what she said.
I am, though. Nothing's a lie. It's all true. I'm not a liar.
I know you're not a liar. You're just going to die of syphilis.
No, there's other
monkeypox
protection.
Yeah, have you heard of monkeypox?
Yeah.
Have you seen what it does?
If I die, I die.
There's something about monkeypox.
The Chris Farley approach to life.
Nihilismo, yes. What did you say, Jer?
There's something about monkeypox. They're not saying out loud because it's not...
That's all monkey business.
No, it's not PC.
You guys had monkey bread?
I have had monkey yes. butter, and thanks you for bringing up this discussion, this topic of discussion.
Imagine being naked, eating monkey
bread. This is why he was only on wall three times.
Contracting just, monkey pox.
You are attracting monkey pox?
No, while eating monkey bread.
Oh, contracting.
Contracting.
Playing monkeys in a barrel.
It's a matter of, okay, I think that was racist. I think it's a matter of what clubs you go to.
Now, sure. Calm down, Matt Walsh. Let's chill out.
What is a woman?
Chris, did you meet a vice presidential candidate over the weekend?
Did I? Yes, Spike Cohen.
How did it go?
Did he have his shirt on this time?
When did I meet my... Yeah, so I'm...
Where was Bill Weld again? I've lost track. Right.
I thought you were talking about Pence. I was like, I don't remember seeing him.
I saw his brother.
I feel like there's
Pence's eight. Brother. Yeah,
they look alike.
He and Diego were really weird. Yeah, I was like, "What's Mike Pence doing here?" And I was like, "Oh no, he looks a little different." Yeah, I was driving home for lunch, and I drove past the Republican.
He's the Mike Pence you ordered together. On Wish.
Isn't his name Greg?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's your congressman,
Stephen Lynch. He's a stand-up comedian singer. Yeah. He did a song called Craig Christ. He's the brother of Christ. Yep. It's oh my God, it's great. Yeah, we'll look it up.
You like shitty comedy?
Yeah, I'm at Craig
you don't like
Park.
Stephen Lynch?
Huh?
You don't like Stephen Lynch?
Very hacky. Oh.
Jesus Christ, Aaron. Could you possibly turn it up just a little bit? This shit is so depressing.
Stephen Lynch is a shitty comedian.
We're having a great time. Not really.
Exactly how PJ at work talks.
If I wanted Jesse Riddle here, I would have brought him in.
That's exactly what he sounds like.
Very shitty. Terrible. Wow.
You've got more ailments than Jesse. I can't eat that. I can't eat that. Yeah, I'm allergic to that.
Well, I can't act like I like you guys. So.
Well, you used to be annoying, but now I tolerate you. Is what he said to me at a party.
This is PJ?
Who did?
No.
Spangle?
Riddle.
Riddle.
Jason, yeah.
But no, he talks like, that's how exactly like PJ Yinger, the art director for Bob and Tom talks. How are you today?
Speaking of Tinder, fine. Saw his daughter on there yesterday.
Did you swipe right or left?
I swiped right, and then I said, I only date people who praise and worship Chris Spangle, and she never responded.
So you matched?
No, she never responded. Yes.
So never when you when hers. You so I, if you swipe I, right, can you just super, send a message now?
Well, if you super like, you can. Oh. So I wasted a super like.
Super like?
Yeah, they have a super like.
If you super so, like, you can send a message.
You can harass them directly.
You only get like yeah. 5 a month though, so yeah. They know you.
Unless
like
unless you pay them, then they'll give you more super likes.
You can buy super likes. Yeah,
yeah.
If you're super desperate,
dude, I am so glad I don't worry about this.
I got banned on Tinder.
What did you do to get banned on Tinder?
I was just playing around with it, and I downloaded like some side app that like messed with your Tinder, and I think that's why, because it was just like. I like to play with stuff and see what happens.
Zach, could you download Tinder for me before the end of the show and just see if you can get banned?
He's married. Off
the air? I know. No, not, he's no, very happily married.
No way.
No.
No. Because
what's the worst that can happen?
No way.
No, they make
a lot.
Yeah. Good call, Zach.
A former co-host was...
My camper bed's not that
not on Tinder. And you know, kept getting in trouble with their girlfriend because they were not on Tinder and their old profile just couldn't get deleted and... And I was like, okay, that's what happens. One of their girlfriends sees
rhymes with Mercedes Benz.
I mean, I live in a small town, and I remember cruising broad one time, and somebody's like, "Oh, Zach was cruising broad with a girl in the car." I had nobody in the truck with me. Nobody.
Right.
But somebody saw something, and it's like you only got 6 degrees of separation.
It's from the Kevin fire Bacon. You can't put
in
out.
Henry County, you're like 2 degrees of separation from anybody else in this entire.
What is it?
Town.
1932. You're cruising with a broad.
Cruising Broad Street.
Oh, okay.
No.
What?
Throw it out here.
Are you on, which ones are you on? Hinge or?
All of them.
All of them?
All the fish of the sea.
You have the fishnets out, trolling.
Wait, was that one called Hinge?
Hinge is apparently Hinge. The popular one now.
Hinge is good.
I hated
which,
it.
What is your highest, your metric guy?
Wait, what's
which app is the highest success rate for you?
It's a tie between Hinge and Bumble, to be honest.
Help me understand. So what's the difference functionally between
like
these?
Bumble, the girls have to message you first. So yes. They feel like they're in control.
And then Hinge was like a big, you had to fill out a bunch of information if I remember. What's Hinge?
I don't know about that, but it seems like the Hinge is like where you find someone that's like probably a little more serious about getting involved in
okay.
an actual relationship.
Bumble, I did well on Bumble. Tinder, I never did well. Tinder
is like full of bots, and it's just like the, it's like if you went on Call of Duty from like, what is it, Modern Warfare, like, and try to play it now. Mm. Have you ever tried to? And it's awful.
It's terrible.
Just people just like cheating, and like it's all glitchy and weird, and so it's
and on Tinder, like, they put the fatter, uglier people who don't get swiped on a lot in the back, and I was in the back. So I didn't have any success on Tinder. No. But
you were backburnered.
I had some success on Match.
The gravy that's getting boiled down, they got forgotten.
Just sit like there. I was the old chicken that they threw out at the end of the day at KFC.
I just joined Match like a couple days ago because they kept sending me emails. I'm like, what the hell? It's $19. Well, first I joined it for free, and then you can't see anyone all these people liked you. And then it's all like lies. Keeps getting those emails. Everyone likes you. And then you pay $20 to look, and it's like, oh my God.
And back in the day, like, if you were on Match and then you got on Christian Mingle, or you got on like any of the
Farmers Only,
like, it was always the same people.
Oh man, so that old jingle.
There's only 25,000 people in Newcastle, 18,000 people in Newcastle. It's not like the pool's going to get better on a different app.
I joined Black Farmers Only, and I've got a niche there.
What, you grow really good artichokes or what?
No, I do. I don't know. They like me.
You have, Aaron, you seem to have found a very specific Caribbean demographic.
One of them passed out on my date.
What?
Yeah. Well.
Oh, you got to tell the story.
Yeah.
You haven't told me this story, but I heard it's really good. This was a couple months ago, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I had just recently broke up with my long-term fiance. So, and
I need
a little bit more excitement as you tell the story.
Tell
Aaron.
The fun part.
I just need you to be at 20% Brian Nichols over
Listen,
here.
This right. this girl's, you know, really, really good looking. She's from Zimbabwe. Very exciting.
That is not in the Caribbean.
I think I heard Cecil Rhodes over here say exotic. Exotic. You know who Cecil Rhodes
I said
is?
Exciting.
That was not a compliment.
I didn't say exotic. Anyways, she's like 2 hours late, of course. And
why, of course?
Because she's a lady.
Because girls are late to things.
Yes, that's right. Why, not okay. The other thing.
What?
So we're trying to keep your job here. Keep going.
There's lots of white people who live in Zimbabwe. Anyways, she shows up with a hospital bracelet on. Like,
what?
What is this about? She's like, I don't know, something happened at work. I woke up in the hospital. I'm like, why are you here? She's like,
was it that day?
The same day. Yes. Wait, that's why she was late. But I decided to stay because I made friends. We were doing IndyCar trivia. I had a whole new group of friends. I'm like, you know.
He was trying to replace us, Zach.
So you were hanging out at the bar and you made friends with other people.
Aaron
who were at the
has
bar.
Already moved
while
on
you're waiting
from this relationship
for this lady
before
oh, I got,
who shows yeah. up with a hospital.
No, I got stood up and the bartender felt bad. And he's like, you know, these guys introduced me to the people around me. And then we're doing IndyCar trivia. So I'm there for like 2 hours. Forget she's even coming. She comes in. She's being weird. She's got a hospital bracelet on. What the hell's going on? I don't know. But I'm like, whatever. I'm nice.
Yeah, but what the hell is going on? Because that's did you find out?
She was like, I don't know. I passed out at work. They don't know what's wrong with me. They released me, you know, from the hospital.
Brian, this story is nowhere close to being over.
Now I'm here. She's being rude to the wait staff, which is, I've met her before. She's never acted like this before. Acting strange.
She was like a really sweet girl.
Very sweet.
Very nice.
Beautiful. Like, beautiful woman. Just like, sweet. Nice.
And you kind of knew her before, right? It wasn't.
Okay. No, I've been friends with her for a long time.
Okay.
Known her for a long time. We both ended up single at the same time, decided to just go as friends and have dinner. She's being rude to the bartender, drinks a couple like double Crown and Coke, or not Crown and Coke, just straight Crown. I was like, whoa. She weighs like 90 pounds. I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm going to go to the bathroom now. So she's like stumbling, like, where's it at? And I was like, back here to the left. She's like kind of stumbles into the wall. She's gone for like 15, 20 minutes. I'm about to go check on her, see what's going on as she comes out. I like stand up from the bar stool. She's walking out and like trips, falls, hits a table, knocks it over, spills everyone's drinks.
Oh my.
Passes out again for the second time of the day, I guess. They call an ambulance, clears the bar out. IndyCar trivia is ruined.
Ruined. Yeah.
It's all ruined. Like the DJ just starts packing his stuff
because
up.
Aaron,
no one won.
Aaron's date showed up.
Yeah. So they're like, what year is it? She's like, I don't know. who's the president? She's like, George Bush.
Now, that's what Joe Biden said. So.
Yeah, George Bush. And they're like, no.
Malarkey.
Then they like, who's this guy that's over here? He's been here for like 20 minutes. Who's this guy? It's like 20 minutes into it of her laying on the ground.
Yeah.
It comes to, who's this guy? She's like, I never met him before in my life. I don't know who that is. I was like, what?
Jeez.
That was one of my first dates after.
What? So yeah, what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
So they ended up like, they were like, listen, they gave her all these tests. Like, she's like, it's allergies. I can't breathe. And all
that's
stuff.
Not allergies. They're that's like, a stroke.
So they're like, no, we just gave you an allergy test. It's not allergies. You didn't have anything. Like, there's only thing you had was like a panic attack. You're having anxiety. You need to just come to and we'll let you leave, but you can't drive home. Like, someone else is going to have to drive you home. I'm like, I'll get her an Uber. And she just would not behave. So they took her. They took her to the hospital and left me there.
Have you talked to her since?
She tried to call me when I was with Jeremiah at the race. And I was like, no, this is a sacred weekend. Well, leave me alone.
I want to know why. You haven't like, found like, out what happened?
No, she was like,
who has a story like this and has no payoff?
I was like, what happened? And she was like, I don't know. It's just like, I just woke up. My mom came pick me up. I don't know. I think I deserve a second chance. You know me from before. I don't know what happened. I was like, listen.
She needs to go to the, doctor. Yeah. What she needs to do.
Like lots of
she doesn't need another date with you. She needs Dr. House.
A specialist, yeah.
Lots of red flags here. Sorry. I got
these
other
are not
options.
Red flags.
Yeah, unless you're like we got a PhD at the end of your name.
Well, yeah, and then I
feel
I sit
like
down
these
the
are
bar.
Not red flags.
I sit
like,
down at the bar after all that trauma, and I'm just like dumbfounded, and dumbass me is like, hey, man, I just had two beers earlier or something, but like I need another beer after that. Like it's been a couple hours before I go home, and he's like, no, man, I think you should leave. And I was like, why? I was like, why? He's like, for your involvement. What just happened? I was like, my involvement? What did I do? He's like, well, the girls in the back think maybe you gave her something.
Oh, that's actually not a bad. I mean,
and I was like, now I see that and I'm going to leave now.
Yeah.
So I got out of there.
That's actually like a really like.
So I didn't date anyone for like a month after that.
You touched the stove and it was very hot.
Very hot stove.
I feel like you should give her a second chance.
Ouch. We're still friends.
But
you haven't talked to her.
You now. Haven't talked to her and found out what happened.
And she, oh, yeah. She called back a few times.
Okay. Yeah. But did you talk to her?
And then she figured out what happened.
I was like, listen.
But like what did she say about that night? I don't care about your dating status.
She's like, it's just, I don't know what happened. Like, let's just erase that.
She never went to the doctor.
Act like it never happened. I was like, I can't.
All right. Well,
I can't. And I don't need to.
Something's not adding up here.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
What happened to her?
It's probably like, not you.
The Dikembe Mutombo finger that Spangle
I'm not sure what's
listen,
going on here.
What? I don't think
is she a lizard
what
person?
What was that reference about? Listen, I don't know what happened.
I think if you're care. Her friend, you should find out. Call her right now.
I don't remember. No, I'm not.
Text
calling.
Her right now and ask, you know, did you ever find out what, like, are you
are
okay?
You okay?
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm concerned about your well-being.
We can patch her in on the show live
to me,
if you want Zach to dial
if I
her
did
up.
That, that was like 4 months ago. She would be like,
that
oh.
was not 4 months ago. That was like a month ago.
No,
maybe
it wasn't.
Two.
No, it was like 4 months ago.
It was probably in June.
No, yeah. It was like
oh, yeah, that's early. Midwestern. Early.
Well, my early, sense of time's bad. I thought I just got a ticket in Nashville and then I went to look today.
But I've had lots
to get
of good.
Excused and
listen,
like,
I've had lots of good dates since then. It just took me like 3 or 4 weeks to get over that and be like, okay, I can.
I thought
this.
You were going to say another word.
Dates.
Yeah, dates.
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 Lots.
Many.
Many dates.
Very fruitful.
I'm the master of dates. I've had a lot of dates.
Many are saying I am so good on dates.
Spangle,
I'm the best one they've ever
is there anything
the
else on this list that you feel passionate about covering today?
I
saw Spike Cohen too, by the way. What the hell?
Well, I started to have this conversation and then
I hosted an entire event down in where was I?
Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about it.
Spike Cohen came to town to support Indiana Libertarian Party candidates like
thanks
James Seniak.
I'm going to push pause on everybody for just a moment to apologize to the audience for the absolute wandering nature of this show tonight.
Classic wall.
We've had probably 4 to 5 very distinct segments. Now we're getting serious again for a minute.
Can we pause so I can get more beer?
Yes, go get some.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Spike, beer fridge I'm open. Very angry that you didn't invite me, dude.
He doesn't.
It wasn't his event. I think it was... Who was that? Was it?
It was James Seniak for Senate.
Yeah, it was James. That's right. Yeah, it was the Roll It Back rally.
Jeff
was,
Maurer.
Tanya Mills.
Moore, who's running for Secretary of State. Tanya Mills. Yeah everybody. All the Indiana candidates, he came and did a Spike the Vote type deal. He had an event. that you hosted on mm-hmm. Saturday?
Mm, yep.
Okay.
Saturday afternoon.
It was like a big rally.
Yeah. What was the place I was at? The big, it was like a fire hall or something.
I was not.
It was a gymnasium.
Yeah. I was not invited. Yeah. I was not involved.
Jefferson Gymnasium is some historic gymnasium there.
I'm going to say you were in Indiana, but just barely. You were in what we would say.
I could see Louisville.
Louisville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Say it. Wait, what was that?
Louisville.
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 The least amount of enunciation, the better.
Louisville. Gotcha.
Louisville.
Yeah, just pretend I had a stroke. Gotcha. Louisville. Gotcha. Louisville.
Yeah, and I was supposed to go to a fundraiser Friday night, but I just couldn't take my kid. It just wasn't going to work. And so I'm sitting at the park, Craig Park in Greenwood. My stepdaughter and I are like just playing and she's running around. And then I see a guy with a yard sign walking up to me and it's Spike Cohn. And Spike had, because he didn't see me Friday, was like, well, I couldn't leave town without seeing you. And I'm on my way to the airport. So I wanted to come by and say hi. And we sat and chatted for a little bit and chit chat. I thought it was super sweet of him to like come and track me down and say hello. And, you know, it was very, very nice. We talked a little bit inside baseball. We talked a little bit about what we've got going on in our life. And then he went off to the airport and Eleanor threw dirt at both of us and got him filthy with playground dirt. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it so bad?
Get scrubbed by TSA.
Was it so bad he had to take his shirt off again?
No. That was James Weeks.
No, he did it too.
Oh, he did.
Like the day after becoming vice president.
Oh, that's right.
So unforgivable. The one thing libertarian candidates should not be doing.
Well, that's not like James Weeks is like child's play now. Like, look at New Hampshire's Twitter. It's the same thing.
Chris has a very anti-Semitic toddler.
What?
Throwing dirt.
Oh, Spike's Jewish.
You have killed Zach.
What? Zach, the producer, almost fell backwards in his chair.
Her first word was Hebe.
Stop.
Brian, tell me about your weekend of emceeing, please God.
Oh, it was great. I got to hang out with James Ciniak, Tanya Mills, who did a cartwheel in like high heels. It was impressive. Jeff Moore, he had to sneak out though because he had an event he had to go run to speak to, and then Spike. It was great though. A lot of libertarians were there. Our good friend Christy Avery was there on her birthday. It was great. Got to sing happy birthday to Christy. But we got to raise a lot of people awareness to the campaigns, get some money, you know, all that fun stuff. Awesome. It was great. Thanks for asking.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You don't even have Indiana license plates, but you're being.
That's
you're
not
being,
my fault. No, I'm gonna nip that narrative in the bud right there.
No personal responsibility. You've been here since February. The state says you have 30 days to get your plates on.
You're right, man. Actually, you know what? They just got our ones for the one car today. And then the other ones, though, still Harrisburg is not.
Our neighbor is ready to have you towed because this guy from Pennsylvania has been parking in the
not just
lot
neighbor,
for 6 months.
But the prosecutor.
No.
Oh.
No.
No.
No, he did not win that election.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. Oops. Now I'm definitely going to get towed. I park over here now.
But if you need a defense attorney, he can help you out.
Okay, cool.
I just never renew my plates. I have the money, but honestly, fuck them. So I just
Chris, I don't go to Aldi. Also, I won't renew my plates.
But it's the government. I'll get around to it whenever I have time and I have the money and I feel like it. And none of those three things ever happen. So I'm in Nashville in June.
See, in Philly, they'd tow you.
Ask about my trip to Mid-Ohio.
Yeah. And so I'm driving in Nashville in June and I get tickets and they're like, oh, well, if you just re-register, then send us the thing. And then so like I went to do that today. I was like, well, here's my registration. I'm like, sir, that was in June. You should have done that in July. You owe us $500. I was like, oh,
what?
Man. Yeah.
What kind of penalties are you paying?
Three different tickets at $195 each.
Ooh.
Not having the registration in the car, not driving a non-registered plate and some other dumb thing that was not.
You're a total sovereign citizen.
I turned sovereign citizen.
You were Nashville, Tennessee or Nashville, Indiana?
Tennessee.
Just like pure apathy.
You're worse at it than I am. I keep my title in my car unsigned or in my truck. And I just bought this truck. So at any point in time, if I get pulled over, I just bought it. That's the name of the truck. I just bought it. So I got no insurance, no plates, but I just bought it. Cause I just got the title laying in the
seat. I have that same thing. I've never gone. I bought my car in February of 2020.
Just bought it.
And I've never gone to update any of the titles.
I'm actually going to the DMV tomorrow.
So the registration is like my old car still.
Don't you give me shit about my cars ever again.
That's why.
Look at me.
I'm appalled for every one of you.
Fuck them. That's why.
Yeah. This is where the true libertarianism is coming from, Spangle.
Yeah.
Hey, and don't you
fishing,
know
your fishing license? Don't you, can you know suck
that,
this?
Don't you know that license. You need to pay your wheel tax to build the roads that you bitch
I
about?
I can give a fuck.
My you bitch about these no roads, license.
But you just free rider over here.
Well, I build Nashville roads for $500 because I wanted hot chicken on the way to see Miss Pat. It's ridiculous.
I'm not.
That's what I call the stupid tax, Jeremiah.
I can't believe
you can afford groceries
license plates.
And license plates if you shopped at Aldi.
Ridiculous.
This is going to be played in court.
They're anti-Semitic.
If this was in Wayne County, we could have helped you fix it with Judge Susan. But in Tennessee, you're just SOL. No. You need to call his number one salesman up who's got the Tennessee connection.
Have you ever been to Party Foul in Nashville? It was worth the $500 fine. I love Party Foul. It's so good.
How did this occur? Was it a moving violation?
No, technically no, which is why I could have gotten out of it had I actually been on the ball with it.
So your car was parked and you got...
It was
in storage?
The way that their law works is that because it was a license plate issue, it was not a moving violation. So it wouldn't count points on your license or whatever. It's just a way for them to raise $500 from somebody because they're lazy.
I feel like if you drive a Chrysler product that's older than 5 years old that you're... victim to
well I have
crime.
A Chevy Malibu, you classist asshole.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I thought you had a 200.
No, that died. That the transmission went on that at like 800 miles.
I remember hearing the episode where your transmission was going out.
Yeah,
and that was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I know that we're in a Chrysler town. I know that it was formerly Newcastle Chrysler High School. Yeah. But there are some serious powertrain issues with Mopar transmissions.
I owed like $3,700 on that, and the transmission to fix was like $4,200. I was like, no, this is it's, the car is not worth what the transmission is.
Well, you do think like a poor person.
Mm. All those episodes with Maya, now you're turning against the trans community.
You shut up. You're so stupid.
So
apologize, please.
So you think the value of the car is what you owe on it? I'm going to dial up Remzo. How much you owe on it is what the car's worth.
The value of the car at that point with no transmission was less than what I owed on it.
But if you had fixed the car?
You know what the car was worth to me? $3,700.
This is a pretty nice looking car.
It had four new wheels.
It did. Yeah. That was the car that got the wheels stolen because it was an S package.
Yeah, you had the fancy wheels.
Now my wheels are all marked up because I have a wife, so no one's stealing them.
Wow.
Throw Reagan under the bus. That's rough.
You should see the scrapings on the wheels. It's unreal.
I thought she was a psycho and like chalked them so she could tell if you left the driving by or not.
Goes out, feels the hood of the car, makes sure it's not warm.
I didn't. At the curb.
You've been out shopping at Meijer again, haven't you, Christopher?
I went that way. I didn't know you were a misogynist, anti-Semitic.
You've said more offensive things tonight. This is not We Are Libertarians. What are you doing?
Oh, this is a simulcast. We're definitely putting this in Brian's feed, whether he wants it or not.
Happy Friday, folks.
See, I get to
Brian.
On
you've earned the day off tomorrow, buddy. Your listeners have to deal with this.
Okay.
Last time Steve Horowitz had to deal with me. God rest his soul.
Yeah. Move along.
Okay. So, final thoughts. Aaron, what are we promoting tonight? Do you need anything? Are you hiring employees in this down economy?
I'm not talking about where I work at here.
You're wearing their hat.
It's Indiana Foundation.
Yeah, I work at the University Foundation. So,
how's Hunter doing?
Down in Bloomington?
Yes, down.
Have you found her yet?
Who? We're not talking about that.
He asked you a question.
How's Hunter doing?
You know, Hunter's doing all right. He's cruising around in a nice Mercedes ever since he was on the Boss Hog of Liberty.
The day he came on the show, he bought a new car.
I pull up and what was
Hunter Kirk?
Part of Hunter's
Hunter Tuck. Hunter, I don't even know what he goes by.
Yeah,
he's living it up. Tonight they're beating Ball State.
But part of his character. Well, Aaron brought a coworker and a friend of his to Mid Ohio. And it was an absolute experience to meet this kid from Tennessee, Hunter. And one of the parts of Hunter's mystique was is that he had had a very good month in June, but was driving an absolute beater of a car.
It was terrible.
And so that was going to be part of the thing we talked about. And then he shows up to do the Boss Hog like a month or so ago. And I pull up and he's in a white on white Mercedes Benz.
A brand new one.
Brand new, wow. Like, just like bought. Slick. And I was like, well, there goes that part.
That money will last forever mentality.
Yeah. Well, he's from Tennessee. You know, mountains. Very Appalachian.
He had a great weekend in Mid-Ohio. He got to meet.
He met everyone.
Joseph Newgarden. Yeah, he met
Hunter
everybody.
Is he actually, episode 261, if you guys are big.
Hunter was our just our lucky charm. Like, we met more people than Joey Molinaro, and Joey was so mad. So
yeah, Joey was having the grumpy day.
Rest in peace, Joey.
We were just like walking around, and like celebrities were walking up and asking Hunter who he was, and inviting us to their tents so we can go back and eat, you know, at the Ed Carpenter tent and stuff. Like, what is
going
on?
It's been great. Hunter is coming on our family vacation that Aaron is also coming to in February.
Taking applications for a roommate.
You do have an open spot?
Yes. So, right now it's just booked.
The Zimbabwe girl is not available?
No. She is, but she's not coming.
Oh, that's too bad. I say give her another shot.
Yeah.
There's too many.
It sounds like she had a medical episode.
Yeah.
Why don't you bring...
You shouldn't judge her because you have polyps.
Why don't you bring Dear Leader with you? He's not going to drink any alcohol.
Queen bed.
He won't. They'll split the beds for you. He won't embarrass you.
To what?
On his romantic week on the high seas.
Get some Dramamine.
We're going to the Mexican Riviera. Yeah.
Oh God, no! That's a floating E. coli.
You survived COVID. How bad?
You're going to get stranded on a freaking boat. You're going to be pooping your brains out. Do not go on a cruise.
Bring 40 gallons of water, like you did when you went to Puerto Rico.
I would never go on a cruise.
Cruises are scary.
Taking applications. I go.
You get stuck on one of those.
It's a very
things.
Luxurious room. We have I believe there's a fireplace in there.
Do you have? Have you selected a guest?
I'm taking
applications.
Yeah. What's on the application?
Start sending photographs in and maybe a brief narrative.
Why don't you take one of your sons?
One of my sons.
Yeah. Why don't you bond with one of your children?
They have to go to school in February.
So. No, they really don't.
Yeah,
they're not learning.
I'm taking
anything.
Them on a cruise for spring break. So. Yeah,
you're going on two cruises next year?
He does very well.
Maybe more than two. I don't know.
I haven't ever been on a cruise. That's
I may impressive. Just live on a cruise boat next year.
Get your sea legs.
Honestly.
Go full Benny. Have a rose in your mouth.
Yeah, just the whole time. Shirtless with a dog tags on.
Just drinking beer, sitting on the boat, talking to young ladies.
It's the greatest value.
Did I tell you ladies I live really on this is. Boat?
It really is.
It's going
to
be great.
All right, so nothing to promote, though, other than that you are taking applications. So,
yeah, just for the Norwegian-Mexican Riviera cruise. I don't know.
Beautiful, luxurious.
You know more than I do about it.
Galt.
What is it? A 6-7 day cruise?
7 days.
7 days.
Four ports. Yeah.
Maybe more if you're lucky. We'll see.
I hate you.
Who knows? But it's going to be fun either way. I may end up just by myself and trying to find love on the cruise ship.
There are singles.
I was named after Robert Blake on the Love Boat. My middle name's Blake from Robert Blake on the Love Boat.
This is your calling. You need to have business cards made up that just says Aaron.
Do you have hillbillies in New York?
Oh my God, yeah.
I think that's part, yes. Yeah, upstate New York, that's okay. All we are is hillbillies, yeah.
So my dad wanted to name me Elvis, but he settled for his middle name Aaron. And my mom wanted to name me Blake, so he won Aaron Blake. So.
Your biological or your stepdad?
Yeah, Benny.
Benny?
Oh, Benny. He wanted to name me Elvis. He loves Elvis.
Benny Angel. Look him up on Facebook. It's quite the truth.
He's got six profiles. So.
He's always got a rose in his mouth.
You never know which one he's active on. It's a surprise.
That sounds a lot like you. Father like son. Thank you. Thank you for making the drive out here.
No, I mean, I was hoping to burst in mid-show, chaotic.
Spangle over here was running late.
He was late, so I walked in right on time.
It's very sad.
It was very sad.
I wasn't late at all.
I was hoping for the effect, you know, mid-show, you're talking about canals.
If anything was late, it was my pizza.
Maybe he's talking about...
Yes, it was his pizza that was late.
1851 canals, and then I walk in, like, talking about Tinder and shit, like...
This has quite...
Spangle's going to get pissed. He's going to get pissed.
I'm not mad. This isn't my show.
We were trying to get some effect out of it. But
see, this is what we libertarians used to be.
We need to wrap this up so we can record three more tonight so that we can.
I'll die.
No. I'm struggling as it is. Please, no.
I'm down. I'll sleep here.
Brian was genuinely.
Brian's like, no, no way.
I don't think you understand.
I cannot.
We're doing a dating app podcast after this.
4:30 a.m. was a long time ago.
Zachary, what do you got for me? Anything?
Oh, no, not really. I'll congratulate Joey on. He's a dad now.
Yeah,
he became a dad a couple days ago. Congratulations, Joey, and good job to Riley because we. You know, she did all the work this week.
Beautiful baby.
Now they're both hustling and wishing they could get more sleep. But
he was extremely excited. He texted me the day it happened, and then the next day I finally got some pictures of the baby. I asked him when he sent the pictures. I said, "Are you guys home yet?" And he said, "No, but I'm." I thought they only kept you like for a day. I don't know how this works. And he said they were making them stay at least 2 days. That's the thing when you go to a very wealthy hospital in Indianapolis.
Yeah. We stayed for a couple of days. It depends on what's going on. I think some places are getting a little bit better, and it's almost bad though because you get used to having nurses. Both of my kids, we were in there for like 4 days. Like all my kids were born on Tuesdays, and we came home on Saturdays. And man, you get home after having a nurse around 24 hours a day for 3 or 4 days. And that first night at home, we thought we might kill each other just you're so exhausted. You don't know what to do, but
he was concerned about getting home in time to watch kickoff for this Purdue football. So
they got home today. I saw that while we were actually eating pizza. I saw they were home. So congrats to him. And other than that, everybody enjoy your holiday weekend.
Oh yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
I literally forgot.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Be Ryan.
Howdy.
This is going to be the last show of the night. You'll be okay.
Oh, okay, cool.
We can see the end of the tunnel.
Me too. Thank you. It was fun to be on. I guess just my show. Promote that. Brian Nichols Show. Also, I do stuff in the business technology world. So cybersecurity, unified communications is where I help small business owners, medium-sized business owners as well. So if anybody's ever looking for help there, please give me a shout. But other than that, no, that's all I really have.
Very good. Christopher.
Please go to WeirdLibertarians.com. Follow all the shows on the network. Chris Spangle Show is my show. The Pat Down. History of Modern Politics. All that good stuff. Please follow that stuff.
All right. I will thank the audience. Patreon has been really fun. And we try to provide some extra content out there. So if you're still listening at this point, you belong in the Patreon as well. You get the extra. So if you made it to this part of the show, this is what we do in Patreon every time. There's a little teaser out there. If you join the Patreon, there might be a fantasy football league that we're going to bully Spangle into playing in. Maybe. We don't know. Possibly. We're advertising it, but he's going to flake out.
Oh, don't hit me. I don't want Brian bullying me. He's like twice my size.
We have to do a celebrity cook-off with Spangle.
You're going
to
put that one together. The Aldi versus the...
And we have to do a shoot-off because I don't think Chris has ever shot a gun before.
You never shot a gun before?
I have, yeah. Jason Doolittle came to town and took me to shoot guns at a place in Lawrence.
Okay. We need to do a special on it, though.
You are the activities director for the Wall Network.
That's exactly what we're going to
do. I'm going to buy a minivan called the Activity Bus. The Wall Activity Bus.
Creepy.
I will thank every one of you for being a part of the show in the audience.
Okay, Jeffrey Epstein.
Special thanks to Aaron for making the drive out here. Brian for staying up way past his bedtime.
Woo!
And dear leader for
9:13
for following through on his commitment.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's great.
Which is what, coming here?
Yes, for being here at all. Zach, you're the best
love you, Zach.
Off camera producer Zach. We could ever imagine. We'll see you guys next week, and I think we'll have Dakota.
Maybe.